Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here. In this video, I'm going to take a drill down into delegated administration, examining individual IIS 7 feature administration using the IIS Manager and the Delegated Administration Service. Before you watch this video, you should watch a couple of precursor videos that I've already recorded. The first one is on developing in a shared hosting environment, where I demonstrate using delegated administration as well as Visual Web Developer to create and deploy your website out on a shared hosting account. And then the other video that you should watch is the one in which I've demonstrated how to set up delegated administration by configuring the service on the server, which theoretically, if you're not running your own server, your shared hosting provider will do for you, and then installing the IIS 7 Manager client on your local workstation, either Windows XP or Windows Vista, and connecting to that shared hosting account. You'll recall that I started by installing the IIS 7 Manager on my Windows XP client. Now, again, I want to reiterate that if you're developing for IIS 7, you're much better off doing your development work on a Windows Vista machine, because Windows Vista also runs IIS 7. I'm just using Windows XP for a couple of these videos just to demonstrate that you can do this management from a Windows XP machine. However, when you're using Windows XP, because Windows XP doesn't run IIS 7, you have to install the separate IIS 7 Manager, and then when you start it up, you want to make sure that you start the IIS 7 Manager that you installed and not the regular IIS Manager that comes with Windows XP Pro. So I'm going to go to All Programs and start the IIS Manager. And now we can start to look at some of the individual features that we might be able to administer using IIS 7's delegated administration. As I described in the video on configuring delegated administration, there are two different ways that you can connect to your website out there on your shared hosting account. The first is to connect directly to the server, and you can only do that if you actually have a Windows account on the server that you're going to connect to. Normally, in a shared hosting environment, that's not going to be the case. So the alternative way to connect to your website is to connect directly to your website using the IIS Manager remotely, and connect using IIS Manager credentials that have been set up for you on the IIS instance on that server. And that's what I've done here. So if we take a look, I've connected to the default website, and I just happen to have the default website on that server, but you would connect directly to whatever your website was on that IIS instance. And now that I've done that, I can navigate to my website here in IIS Manager, and I can look at all of the features that are available to be administered here in IIS Manager via delegated administration. So I'm going to use error pages as an example, but I want you to understand that what I'm going to show you using error pages is true for all of the features that are configurable through IIS Manager. So I want to change the error page. I want to replace the standard 404 with some special functionality. So just by way of example, I'm not going to actually do this, but suppose I want to, instead of just showing the user a 404 error page, I want to do a quick lookup in a database based on what the name of the URL that they were looking for and didn't find was, and make some suggestions to them. Hey, I can't find the page you asked for, but maybe these would be of interest to you. So I'm going to double click on the on the error pages icon and choose 404, which is the not found, and I'm going to double click on it. Nothing happens. Let's go ahead and zoom in to the alerts where it says this feature has been locked and is read only. So I don't have permission to change that through delegated administration, and this is actually why it's called delegated administration. You're going to see it when we move over to the server. So the problem here is I have this particular item, 404 error pages, is read only. So let's go back to the main IIS Manager page, scroll down to management, and look at feature delegation. And it gives me a list of which features are delegated for read-only, read-write, configuration read-write. So you can see that the various permissions that have been granted to my particular account, my particular website. So in order to enable these, we have to go back to the server and do that. Now, if I own a server or I have administrative privileges on the server, I can do that on the server. Otherwise, my shared hosting provider is going to configure these privileges for me. So let's hop back over to the Windows 2008 server that my shared hosting account is on and see how we delegate read-write permissions for the error handlers function in IIS. So here on the server, we want to enable error pages manipulation through delegated administration through the IIS manager. So let's fire up the IIS manager here on the server. Go to our website. So this is the actual server itself. And notice that we could change the 404 handler here, but this is because I'm logged on to the actual server that hosts the shared hosting account as an administrator. And that's fine, but we don't want to have to do all of that for our individual users. We want them to be able to do it themselves through delegated administration. So let's go back to the main page of the IIS Manager, scroll down into the management section, and let's choose feature delegation. So if we use grouping, and we look at error pages, we can see that it's set as read-only. Now, there are two ways that we can enable error pages administration through delegated administration. One is at the universal level. So if I do it right here, I can go over to this action section and choose read-write, and this will make the error pages settings writable for all of the websites that are hosted on this server. So probably if I'm setting up a shared accounts and there are multiple shared accounts on this server that I own, I'm the hosting provider, then that's probably okay. If I'm going to let one user do it, I might want to let all users do it, but I don't have to. I could also say, hey, I only want to set this up for Joe's account. Everybody else has to go with the default ones, but I trust Joe's code, so I'm going to let him implement custom error handling. So to do that, I'm going to choose this bottom option that says custom site delegation. And when I do that, notice I have the ability to choose which website I want the change I'm about to make to apply to. If I scroll down and find read only, I can choose error pages, and then back in my actions tab, I can choose read write, and notice that it moves in its delegation grouping so that it now has read write privileges. Now I can flip back over to my client, connect remotely to my website on this shared hosting server, and I can change the 404 handler for my website. So let's do that now. So now back here on my remote machine, I can fire up IS7 Manager, connect to the default website. So remember, we're using IIS Manager credentials here and not Windows credentials to connect directly to the website. And remember, we haven't installed an SSL server, so we get this message. And now I can choose error pages, double-click on the IIS error pages, select 404, and we can enter a 404 handler. Now, you'll probably actually want to enter a real handler that manages, as I mentioned before. Maybe you're going to reroute to an ASP page that will do a database lookup or an index lookup to try and find the page that they're looking for. In our case, anybody that navigates to a page that doesn't actually exist on my website, I'm just going to redirect them to my blog at misfitgeek.com. All right, so once I've done that, I can go ahead and save it. Now let's go and navigate back to that website. So let's go someplace that doesn't exist. And you can see the 404 handler has been activated, and they automatically get redirected to my blog. So that's how you do specific feature delegation, both enabling it on the server and then executing the specific feature management on your remotely connected client.